Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Apple is reportedly going to be working on a partnership with Google, which is, of course, an unlikely pairing. These two companies are fighting all the time. I think once your company gets above a trillion, you know, dollar market cap, essentially you're just a competitor to every other trillion dollar market cap company, unless you're in a completely different sector, right? So, you know, maybe Saudi Aramco or whatever is a gas company and not a competitor here. But when you're in tech, these guys are usually fighting, right? And so I think this is impressive. They're going to be making a partnership to pull AI into the iPhone, specifically Google's Gemini-powered AI models, getting them on the iPhone. I have a lot of thoughts on this, but Jamie, what are you kind of thinking here?
It is interesting because, you know, Google does have their own, you know, the Google Pixel phones. You know, I don't know why they wouldn't keep that, you know, intellectual property to their own devices, but, you know, everyone does have an iPhone, so maybe they're kind of bowing to the beast, like in effort to move forward with their AI, you know, with Gemini to help grow it and become one of the top players. They're kind of befriending the devil, if you will. So I don't know. It's interesting. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So I think this is a great play. They need more adoption for Gemini. It's if they come out with this AI model, they make this big, huge, you know, deal about it. And then they start looking at the numbers and they have to report on this in their quarterly earnings. And it's like, oh, this thing isn't getting great adoption. It's going to look really bad for them. So it's had a lot of controversy with it, you know, having all of its like super doctored, to just like force every image it created to be someone that like whatever was like not white, not male, was kind of like the funny thing everyone criticized them for, right? So they have a lot of criticism, and I think they might lose like the direct to consumer, but they don't want to lose the corporate. And I think that they can win. Google's a big company, and I think this is what they're trying. So they've actually made two partnerships. They made one with Samsung to get Gemini on Samsung smartphones, just kind of built baked in, and now they're doing it with iPhone. I think this is smart. There is precedent for this too, by the way, with like Google making these deals with Apple. I think right now, Google pays Apple $8 billion a year to be the default browser on Safari on iPhone. So I think like they pay a lot for these licensing deals. Now here, this is probably, I think, going to start reversing where Apple's actually going to be paying Google for this. Google, of course, wants more adoption, so maybe they'll give them a sweetheart deal. But Apple, I think, needs this because we're coming at a time where Apple, they kind of played coy. They were kind of like, no, look, we're just being really thoughtful about how we roll out AI. But I think it's becoming obvious that they may not have, well, obviously, if they're making this deal, they don't have like an LLM OpenAI, you know, ChatGPT competitor. Some people might call them falling behind, but they're like, no, we're just partnering with Google. So I think right now, Apple also needs this technology pretty bad.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't see, you know, in business, partnerships are where, you know, can be beneficial to both parties. I think this is a case where it will be beneficial to both Apple and Google to partner together. I'd be curious to see, you know, in what ways they implement AI, you know, onto the phones. Like, I don't think it'll be, you know, I think it'll be pretty basic, I guess is what I'm saying, specifically until NVIDIA jumps in and starts doing their AI chips. And then, you know, you'll come out with the, you know, iPhone 16 AI version with the NVIDIA chip, you know, where they can do more powerful processing. But I think it'll be probably pretty basic, but still usable for the average person. What do you think, Jaden?
Yeah, I think this is going to be impressive. Apple has recently made a bunch of acquisitions. They acquired Darwin AI earlier this year, which was a company based out of Canada that was like kind of for manufacturing, but like at the same, like a AI and manufacturing company. But at the same time, they kind of stumbled on this way to make AI models smaller. So Apple essentially acquired them to help put their technology into iPhones to make the models smaller. Now using Google Gemini. I think the idea here is that Apple would like you to be able to run AI directly on your iPhone. This is going to be a big selling feature, I think. No longer do you have to worry about security risks, privacy risks of sending your data over to some other foreign place. You have it all directly on your device. I think a lot of people are going to like this, and I think that's kind of how Apple's going to, this is going to play to Apple's strengths, where they're like, look, like, we may not have come out with the models, but we have the device that will let you run the model directly on your device and use it, and I think this is going to be their big selling feature. Now, talking about that and talking about AI hustle, how you actually make money from this, I've had so many different ideas, but one of the big ones I keep coming up with, and of course, this is all to be determined as Apple makes these announcements, but I think it's important for people to be aware of and thinking about, is what does a world look like when you can start creating, let's say, apps or other tools where the AI is run directly on device? What are those apps going to look like? Because Apple's obviously going to be like, look, you can do these cool things, but like, because it's all so secretive, like, there's not going to be a lot of people that are doing those things. And so early adopters will be the winners. So if you're in software, if you're in apps at all, I would say start thinking about what you can create that runs, that like gives benefit to people by running AI models directly on the phone. I think those are, there's going to be some big winners that come out of that space.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm trying to think of what it was called. I think it's called something like with a monkey. There, someone has just released, like, it's an AI phone. It kind of looks like it's straight out of the 80s, but it's like an orange color.
Oh, the rabbit.
Rabbit, yes. Yeah. So it's basically taking the mobile phone, and the idea that he's trying to sell is that it's connecting your apps. So, like, if you want to book a trip, say, you know, book me a trip to Florida, just book my hotel and everything, and then it connects all the different apps together. So it'll actually take action for you in booking the app. So I could see, you know, with a phone, if you can use AI, make an AI app to connect different ones together. Specifically, I think, you know, booking or emails, things like that. I feel like that's where the big power is going to be, is to be able to shorten the amount of work needed by the person to take an action. So we'll see where that goes. But
yeah, so I think this is absolutely fascinating. But with NVIDIA making a bunch of chips and Intel working on chips to do on device AI processing, this is definitely a big future trend that we're going to start seeing, where you don't have to connect to anything. You can run AI models directly on your devices. There'll probably be software and tools that will help you to do, like, facilitate that, so it's not so complicated like it is today. But this is something super exciting. Jamie and I will definitely keep you all up to date on what is happening in this space, what some of the benefits are, what some of the businesses are that are going to be coming out of this. But we wanted to make this podcast episode to really make you all aware of where this coming trend was, because I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities to capitalize and make money on this. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Thank you so much for being one of our listeners. We just crossed 300,000 listeners, and we are so thrilled to have you guys on the journey with us. We really appreciate it. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, if you learned anything or appreciated anything we talked about today, we would love that. But we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.